What do you think about the Olympics?
Well, to me, the Olympics overall, they're always about promoting nationalism, promoting the mentality of competition and competition between people in the name of their nations. And so to me, the Olympics are inherently always a vehicle to promote authority and promote power. The Olympics coming up here in British Columbia in 2010 are also very specifically an invasion of Indigenous land in the name of these institutions of power. And I am actually happy that people are standing up against them and pointing out what they actually stand for. And I think people have to recognize this. They're not just a nice little entertaining sports event. They're about promoting very specific values that keep the ruling class in power.
Can you talk a bit more about these values?
Well, as I was saying, like, a big part of it is promoting nationalism and more specifically nation states. And it's about proving which nation state is the best by making use of individuals who've let themselves be used in this way, using their capabilities in competition with other individuals in order to promote this. And so a big part of it is patriotism, and patriotism is basically this kind of religion in which what is worshipped is this artificial political construct in which you happen to be born. And so it ends up ultimately keeping ruling classes in power, keeps people from recognizing that, like, people on the bottom, the exploited, from recognizing that they have far more in common across borders, and just in terms of the fact that they are all exploited, and far more reason for all of them for hating those people who teach them to identify with their nation state instead of with each other. And to me, like, I don't remember exactly when, but it was in my childhood where the Olympics went from a four-year event to an event that happens every 2 years, which means the state even feels the need to really push this more and more, to push identify with your nation state, support your nation state.
And when they talk about spirit of sports and about trespass the human condition or something like that, what do you think about it?
Spirit of sports, it seems like what they mean is they don't mean having fun playing with each other. They seem to mean feeling the need to prove yourself better than the other, to compete beyond the other. And when they take that to moving beyond the human condition, well, that ends up with people taking that literally and choosing to poison themselves in order to make themselves superhumans. And it's like, for what purpose exactly? Isn't the more interesting way of, say, getting beyond, if you're going to talk about getting beyond the human condition, it seems the more interesting way is discovering your own individuality, which stands absolutely against the whole nation-state concept and the concept of supporting your rulers. I consider play to be an essential aspect of life, and I consider sports to be a way of actually destroying play by claiming it for this completely anti-play mentality. Mm-hmm. Being aware of the resistance going on and where you're at, and knowing ways that you could maybe bring your struggle into that.